Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Del Amante, and I'm joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale. Jody Higgins couldn't be with us tonight. She's a little under the weather. So please send her love and healing positive energy. How are you tonight, Lynn?
I'm doing great. It's really snowy here, but it's kind of beautiful too, so appreciating nature.
We had temperatures in the 40s all day today with rain.
Mm-hmm.
So snow was gone, but then it's supposed to freeze with more snow tonight. So.
it's winter where we are, but our listeners in Australia are just heading into fall pretty soon, so it all comes round, eh?
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. So let's see. Our topic is how do music and various sound meditations work with your own energy? What
mm-hmm.
do you say on that topic?
Well, I was thinking we were all talking about drumming, you and Jody and I, the other day, right? You had that convo about different modes of sound, right? And
right.
I was thinking about drumming, and it sort of brings back that heartbeat rhythm to us that kind of, and it makes, I think it's really good for the heart chakra to do the drumming. But I've also been doing a lot of binaural beats, which is two different tones coming in each, like a different tone in each ear. And it really does help with meditation. It's quite astonishing. And you can get it with the Tibetan singing bowls as well. But, there's all kinds of reasons to use sound. I find that the music, the classical music, sort of Bach and the very structured classical stuff, a lot of the Baroque music has a very... It sort of activates the left brain and the right brain at the same time. And I accidentally put on the William Tell Overture the other day, and I noticed how incredibly revved up I was feeling while it was playing. Like, I just thought I would go out and like wash the garage. So it really gave me an energetic feeling. So the other thing that I was looking at too is when you have people who are in comas or have dementia, Alzheimer's, dealing with the various brain disorders, music is often the thing that reaches them, if nothing else will. Have you ever read about that, Sue?
I have. I've heard a lot about that, and it's really interesting how they've done studies, and the people can be pretty much in a vegetative, but for lack of better word, vegetative state, where they can't communicate or anything, and you put on music from their era, and they respond to it.
Exactly. It's deep, deep within our psyches and our brains and our souls, and I think it's one of the most primitive things. Like, even our cave-dwelling ancestors would have had primitive, like, gourds and rattles and probably strings, who knows? It would be really cool to get in a time machine, go back and listen to some of the jams they had back then, eh? But music is inherent to our being, and I think, remember we talk about that sound, that ringing you get in the ear sometimes, and I often wonder if they're singing from the other side, singing from another dimension. It's such an intense thing, but yeah, I think music, if you're trying to meditate, if you're having trouble relaxing or even revving up, sing with the William Tell Overture, try music before anything else and see how that helps. It really does change the brain, and I think it increases wellness. Anyway, Sue, what's your take on it?
I agree. I mean, depending on what music you listen to, it's for me, when I want to do meditations or when I'm doing healing work, I love playing the Native American flute music.
Oh, yeah.
Just
absolutely.
So much with me. I can just imagine what my ancestors, the parties they had playing their music. And
yeah.
You know, if I need my batteries charged, then I like listening to some of the classical. I notice that that does recharge me. Or rock and roll. That all, you know, rock puts me in a good mood. And then country can mellow you out. And, you know, the singing bowls will vibrate one way and drums vibrate another. And it's just
music. Yeah, and you were talking about... Oh, sorry, Sue.
No, that's okay. Go ahead, hon.
No, I just remember you were talking about going to look at bowls, and you couldn't get any of them to sing for you. It's like you have to almost have a personal connection with your bowl, and none of the three you looked at worked for you.
None of them. And I've never heard that before, and I said, well, I wanted to buy a bowl that day, and they were just not meant for me.
Mm-hmm.
I
there
do the same
one or two or three.
Thing that I buy, no matter what, it's crystals or anything. If the energy doesn't hit me the right way, I don't buy it. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, and you can feel it. It's pretty instantaneous. It either is a yuck or a yum reaction to it.
Yeah. And it, you know, sound of like bells.
Oh, yeah.
If you ring bells, the chime of the bell will break up negative energy and will ward off any negative spirits or energy that's around you. Anything that the vibration, it raises the vibration and breaks the evenness. And wind chimes.
One of the best.
Wind chimes.
Yeah. Oh, wind chimes. Yeah. Even the ones made of wood have a beautiful, evocative sound. I was going to say one of the best albums I have ever heard in my life is the Rick Wakeman Tubular Bells. People will know it by more like it's for the music from The Exorcist. Bum, bum, ba, 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 ba. You know that one? But the whole album is absolutely magical. If you listen through the whole thing, it is just a magnificent piece of music. It's a great album. It's on YouTube and well worth listening. I might even download it for next week's show.
That would be great.
That would be cool. Yeah. Wow. Music. Cool. Yeah. 57 different flavors, eh?
Absolutely.
Whatever you need. Yeah, just put on whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really loungy. What's
me,
that?
But there's some music that does not resonate with me, but if somebody else likes it, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I once heard the band Nine Inch Nails doing a version of The Lonely Goat Herd from The Sound of Music. It was just, oh, wow. Talk about chewing on glass. It was terrible. I'm not kidding. It's out there. I should look it up. It's out there somewhere. It's very, really scary music. But anyway, with that in mind, did you have anything to add about music, Sue? Any thoughts? I sort of ran through all the notes I had.
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. Just whatever resonates with you, go for it.
Yeah, but do try it. If you're anxious or draggy or whatever you need, just find the right medicine in music and see what that does for your soul.
Right.
And yeah, I know you can always take a dance break, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody mambo. Okay. Oh, gosh. We don't have a lot of callers tonight, Sue, but it means we can spend quality time with them.
Absolutely.
And give them more time. So there you go. I was just going to say, if anyone does want to call in, we're at 646-564-9868. And call in, get a little reading, and if you want any, add any thoughts about music, go right ahead. All right, Sue, that was my spiel.
Okay. You want to take our first caller?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Area code 780, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Well, Michelle, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. How can we help you tonight?
So I guess I'm curious about love, and I just started a new job. So I guess whatever you guys kind of think I need to know, please and thank you.
Are you divorced or separated, Michelle?
No, I've actually been single for, never been married, but single almost 5 years now. Kind of crazy.
Oh, but it's from, you've had a relationship that you broke up is what I'm asking, I guess.
Yeah, we weren't married though. So just
no.
A short-term relationship.
Yeah, but you have ended a relationship 5 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Geez, I don't know. Sue, are you getting anything yet? I'm having trouble pulling anything through here.
I got a little bit. Still working on it.
Just the name. Oh, sorry, Sue. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead. Go ahead, Lynn.
I was just going to say, if the name Anna has any significance for you, Michelle.
Anna, not that I know of offhand.
Okay. Just leave that on the back burner. I'll turn you back to Sue, and I'll just keep putting things down as they come in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Michelle, do you get out enough and explore and enjoy yourself?
Probably not. I know I need to get out more, for sure.
Yeah, that's when I was really picking up that you hold back too much. You need to get out and explore and have more fun.
Yeah.
And kind of take like an inventory of your life and your past relationships, whichever, and use that, excuse me, as a healing tool. Make whatever changes that you need to make. Like whatever came out of your last relationship that was negative that you're still holding on to.
Yeah.
Work on getting rid of that.
Okay.
You know, even if you just like keep a little journal and every time you think of something, jot it down. And then after you get enough notes, even if you sit down and write a letter to them with all the crappy stuff that went on and any of the bad feelings that you have, you don't mail it, though.
Okay.
You just,
Yeah,
and then burn it or shred it or whatever you have to do to let go of all that pain. Because you're such a sweet lady and you have so much to offer.
Oh, thank you.
That you need to be hanging on to the garbage from before.
Yes. Oh, I know.
And Archangel Raphael is coming through and asking that you give your cares, your worries, anything that's bothering you, turn that over to the angels.
Okay.
They're so powerful and they're waiting always to help us, but they won't step up until we ask them.
Okay, makes sense.
So Raphael is there waiting, just waiting to help you, saying, come on, Michelle, ask me.
Okay.
But they, you know, that's what I'm really getting at. You really need to explore more, even go outside your comfort zone a little bit. And meet new people in new places. But just work on getting rid of all the junk from before.
Yeah.
Even though we don't think about it, when we still hold on to it, we carry that into new relationships.
Yeah.
So we need to get rid of all. But you've got so much to offer. You don't need to hold on to that negativity. You're too full of light and life and positive energy and joy, and who needs junk?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Are you planning a trip anytime soon? Little vacation?
I do love to travel, so possibly, yeah.
Okay, because I keep seeing water.
Okay.
Do you live near water, or do you just like going to the water?
I just love the water, but I don't live near the water.
Okay. That might be someplace. I know. I don't know where you live, what your weather's like. I know we'd freeze our heinies off if we tried going to a lake or anything right now, but...
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm in Alberta.
Oh, my goodness.
Very
yeah,
cold.
You would too, then.
Yes.
Put a bowl of water on the sink, then, and imagine it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh. Lynn, are you picking up any more for Michelle?
Yeah, it came through a little better here. Okay, we want to go back to Anna. She's showing me the flower, the lily of the valley.
Oh,
you
okay.
You know the flower, I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I looked it up. Yeah. Anna, if you're not recognizing the energy of Anna as a relative or friend who's crossed, then I would say she's probably a spirit guide for you. So she shows me Lily of the Valley, which I looked up, and Lily of the Valley has the flower meaning of humility, chastity, sweetness, purity, and is said to bring luck in love. It is also means the return of happiness, yeah, which is the reason why it is often used as a decoration in weddings. So that's
cool.
A nice sign for you. She's showing that in response to your question about love. And I absolutely resonated with what Sue said to you about not getting out enough. The reason I was prodding you about this past relationship is that I wrote down the past relationship Klingon, like some stuff still sticking to you from that. Yeah. And that's okay. It happens to the best of us, you know, and it's very human. But as Sue said, clean that out because, you know, you don't need those old energies clinging around you. What came to mind is the image of a cartoon that I actually posted on one of my pages the other day. And it's a butterfly that's gotten stopped by the cops, and he's showing the cop the license, but it's a picture of a caterpillar. And he goes, "This is an old picture." And, It came into my mind for you because I think you're going through a change in your energy. Like, I think you do need to go out and shake it up a little bit, have some fun. It says you've been hiding a bit, just kind of, and that would play into the idea of the cocoon again, just cocooning away just a little.
Yeah.
The message too, and this again comes through with Anna, is that when you're in company with people and said you show a happy face to the world, but you don't always feel that. Mm-hmm. But you always present that happy face. It's almost like a persona that you put on to be in public. But you can let that go just a tad. It's not. You're allowed to feel other feelings. Like, you don't be afraid to let the emotions go through you if you're sad or I think maybe there's a little bit of nervousness about meeting a new man. Yeah, that's okay. And that too is normal. But that's okay. I think self-love, begin with, like, really, really rock the self-love and the self-care. And don't confuse it, because I think you may have a tiny tendency to confuse self-love and self-care with selfishness, and it isn't, okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely essential, really. And I did get a thing on your career now. Are you considering changing your career, doing a job change?
I don't think so, but I literally just started at a company, so there could be a possibility of doing, like, maybe a lead job or something different within the company.
Yeah, I wrote down technology. Does that mean anything for it? Does that work for what you do, kind of? Is it a technology sort of? Anyway.
Not really, but like I have to have a technical understanding of the computer system, so maybe that's what that means.
Okay, sort of an IT kind of thing. Of course, you can, you could, that could, anyway, and then I wrote down this Pisces, like, so I'm not sure what that would mean. I think that happens in, is it March? No, it's, when is Pisces, Sue?
Not sure.
It's February. It's the end of February, I think. It goes from Aquarius to Pisces, I think. Geez, we should know this stuff. We're in the business, dude.
February 19th.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So in that astrological sign, I think there's going to be a somewhat like a change in the career, but not, it might happen within your company, but it's going to be a different kind of job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it feels like I'm getting the mathematical sign for increase, so I'm thinking you may get a little bump in your pay with that.
Oh,
but I don't know. Pisces just came in ringing as the sort of the time of year when that change is going to happen. When we go back to the butterfly, which I got that symbolism for you. Right now, I think you're like in a cocoon, but the more you work on sort of expanding yourself, do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I can be both. I think,
yeah.
I seem to be more of an introvert because I'm not from where I live, so that's always kind of been difficult.
Yeah, okay. No, but it's kind of nice you can switch back and forth. That helps a lot. But, yeah, I see an increased sign for that career. And I think in tech, I don't know, I wrote down technology, so maybe you're just going to have some more programs to work with, something like that. You'll be presented with new. Yeah, it's hard to explain, but the three things I wrote down was career change, technology, and Pisces. So, and then that increase sign. So, yeah, I think it's a good year for you, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think love's going to come your way if you sort of get into the energetic vibration of attracting it. So become what you want to attract, and you'll attract it, you know? I think it's just the law of attraction. It has to come to you if you're putting out that frequency.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does work. I have actually experienced that crazy manifestation thing. So, keep practicing that. Yeah, just read up on your manifestation, you know. Remember how to draw what you want to you. And if you want love, love will be there for you. I mean, it's there waiting for you, but I guess break the cocoon out and, I don't know, put on your dancing shoes a bit or whatever it does. Do you like gardening?
I don't, no.
You don't do gardening? Okay. Well, what is it I'm getting plant life here?
Not sure. Maybe get another plant. I haven't had plants for the house because I haven't worked close to home. So now that I am working close to home, I should get a plant.
You probably should get some things like snake plants and whatnot that do air quality improvement for you. And the thing is to have more. Yeah, I think do you have no pets right now or?
No, because I usually work out of town, so I haven't been able to kind of do that. Where now I'm 10 minutes from work.
Okay, here's what I'm picking up is a feeling of you're the only life form in the house.
Yeah.
And it'd be good to have even like a cactus or something like that to just bring more life, like more prana, you know, that sort of life energy in and around. And, you know, if you are able to have a cat or something as a companion, it's sort of feeling like it would make your energy feel better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Life enhancing, energy enhancing. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's all I have for you, Michelle, but I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, and it wouldn't hurt to smell some lily of the valley just as a aromatherapy. And remember that it's going to, it's a return of happiness. I really liked that for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel that too, so.
Yeah, it's about time. I think it's pretty due, huh? Yeah, you haven't had that in a long time. So, yeah, and you can find the happiness in you first, and then it'll be read by others. And you'll draw them to you, no problem.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
anything
you so much. I really appreciate it.
Sue, did you have anything else coming in? Or?
No, I think that about covers it.
Alrighty,
well, thank
then.
You both so much. Blessings to you both.
Thank you,
Michelle.
To you. Please call us back and let us know how you're doing.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. You have a wonderful night.
And you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
What a sweet person.
That was. Yeah, she's lovely. I hope she has a good year full of love and happy, happy.
Ready for another call?
We are.
Okay. Area code 248, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hey, ladies. My name's Lewis, and I'm a first-time caller here, and I've never really anything like this before, so.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for calling us. How can we help you tonight?
So I'm kind of confused right now a little bit. I currently go to a small little liberal arts college, and I kind of want to transfer out because I feel like I'm not going to get the opportunities here that I will get at a bigger school. And I'm just, I just don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm a little stuck. I do want to note, though, that I didn't originally come here to play a sport, but I did get injured in the last year, and now the recovery process is a little bit, like, slow. So I don't really know if I want to keep playing anymore. And, yeah, that's just part of the factor, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lynn, are you picking anything up yet?
Not quite yet, but I do want to ask Lewis, what field of study are you in right now, please?
I'm studying political science with the track of pre-law.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so eventually I do want to...
Yeah. The sports is... I don't see you playing professionally, unfortunately,
right,
because of that injury. I'm sorry about to tell you that, but Sue, is your guy Ray around a lot these days? Because I'm getting a Ray coming in.
Ray, no, I don't.
No, he Ray's been spending a lot of time at Nick's house with the new baby.
Okay. No, I'm just getting an energy call, Ray, and I wondered if it was your guy because he's setting the light off here. So I'm going to ask Ray, please, to just back off, please. Thank you. He's a bit of a intrusive
pain in
dude
the
sometimes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't hold back. So you say what you really mean. Okay.
I was with him for over 20 years. I know.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the word aid, Lewis, like as in a political aid. Have you ever considered a position like that?
No, I don't really know, like, what that is, really. It sounds interesting.
I'm not sure how this works. I'm from Canada, so how it works here is people work in the government in Canada. They start out as, not ushers, what are they called? They're like... They're kind of like ushers. They start out just sort of directing people and, you know, fetching water and all that stuff. And I can't think of the word for them at that
like
point.
Like an intern?
But kind of like that.
Yeah, I think in the States it's called interns, Lynn.
Okay. It's the same deal, though. You're sort of, it's the step in the door, the foot in the door thing to start that experience. I see intern. Okay. Thank you for supplying the word, because I'd written aide, and I think intern is more suitable. Had you ever considered that, Lewis?
I have. I've actually been looking at some recently, so that helps a little bit.
Well, tell you what comes in that is a very, very solid green light, which is like full steam ahead. Go with that very much.
Okay.
They say you rise like a cream to the top.
Okay.
Hang on just a sec. To the top. It's just, I work with metaphors, so I know it sounds sort of dorky, but it's like I see you rising, right?
Right.
Okay. This intern work is going to take, it's going to get connections for you that you would not have gotten. But this move you want to make to a different school is going to, do you feel you can make this move?
I don't transfer? Think so. I want to stay somewhere a little bit nearby, like close, within like 3 to 4 hours away.
Yes.
Because a big part of this is because of my girlfriend. And
okay.
She's from Michigan. I'm from Florida. And we met here in Georgia, which is right in the middle, because we both go to school here. And then I'm just not really enjoying it, like, here at the school. But, of course, I think her and I are doing really well together. So I want to stay somewhere close by where I could still see her on the weekends, or I could just drive if I wanted to. And in literally 4 hours, I could see her. So I think that's part of it.
Oh, it's actually, I think it's a good thing all around for you, because what I'm getting is that if you make this transfer, you're going to get connections that are going to take you on a path. The path is just going to like open up for you. So I think it's a really good move for you. It just feels like, yes, the symbolism. I've got another flower symbol here. I just have to look it up here. It's the dahlia flower showed up for you. And, okay, it is inner strength, creativity, change, and dignity. And I like that dignity thing, is because I'm seeing you very straight up kind of thing, like serving with dignity, I guess, that comes in very strong for you. I think you're going to do a very honest and good job as you rise, but I see you making this move, and then you start to rise. You just rise up. You know, it's very good, very good for you. So yeah, I would totally follow that plan. You're getting a really good yes on that.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Lewis. Will you get to anything?
I was getting the same thing, that I think you would be better off going to the larger school. You're going to get more connections that way, and your studies will be more in-depth. You'll learn so much more than what you can learn where you're at. And I was also picking up really strong on relationship harmony. So staying in the area, that's going to be good for you and her, and things are going to work out real well that way. I also am picking up a tiger for you. So I looked up the meaning of the tiger, and it says, remain focused, be very patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. You'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or an emotional disturbance very quickly, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. Create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours, one where others may enter, but only with your permission, and take the time to enjoy the solitude in that space. You'll soon be experiencing a surge of passion and power that will remain with you for some time. Get ready for a new adventure, one that may present some challenges but will introduce dramatic changes in your life. So that's confirmation on the move and also on healing.
Okay.
Okay, so you will be healing from this injury.
Awesome. Yeah, so far progress has been going well, so I just wanted to keep that way.
So your girlfriend
is kidding.
I'm sorry?
Your girlfriend is from Michigan?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask what area of Michigan you were from when I saw the 248 area code.
Yeah, she's from Troy.
Oh, okay. I know where that's at. I'm from a little bit south of Detroit, so.
Okay.
I know where that is. Did you have anything else to add for Lewis, Lynn?
Just one thing. I remembered what that position was called when they go and start out in the government. It's called a page position. They're pages.
Yeah.
Pages. Okay, you see, yeah, that I've heard of before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't, it wasn't coming. It was, I must have some timers or something, but I probably need to listen to music.
Yeah.
Anyway, pages, that's what they are. And I think from that, you're just going to boom. That's really cool. Good outlook, Lewis.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Good future ahead. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, Lewis.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. What a nice gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Nice future,
too. Yeah. We have another caller. Area code 586, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Area code 586,
hi guys.
Are you? Hi.
Hi. You know what? I didn't know. I was just going to listen to you guys tonight, but I didn't know, but it sounds like I could be the lucky winner. Hi, Diane.
How are you guys? Wonderful.
Good.
How are you?
How are you guys? Had a rough day at work. Wanted to, if I could afford to, I would walk away.
Oh, no.
Too much stress. Yeah, too much stress. So, not too long ago, I went to a holistic reading, and I had some angel cards saying that in March I was going to be getting a new job, and how did they put it? Divine, the universe doesn't always put you where you think you want to be, or they'll put you. If you don't move, they put you where they think you need to be. So, I was wondering if you guys were picking up anything on me in regards to job money. I bought a money candle, and it's not coming. I'm working, but it's not coming in. So I was just wondering if you guys got anything upon that.
I'm feeling like you should be actively seeking employment elsewhere.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think things are going to get better where you're at.
Nope.
So you really need to make an effort to start getting out there and marketing yourself.
I get information, suggestions on job positions, and today I looked at this one, but it didn't state where the location was, but it was a patient coordinator, which I am a co-coordinator for a company, and I've always worked in the medical field. Well, but this one was awesome because it sort of seemed like it was an advocate, because it stated that you would follow through with your client, you would make sure that if, you know, you show up in court dates if needed, as well as make sure the client understood what they needed to do and all that, and care. And I was really intrigued with that, but the one thing that throws me off is because they want a bachelor. I didn't go to college, but I still that a bachelor's degree in social work, but since I've been 18, I've been in customer service and medical assistant in the medical field for many, many years. So I was going to give it a shot and just try to win him over by my charm, but I don't have any access.
I absolutely think you should do that, because even though they might ask for a bachelor, sometimes experience, knowledge, and the willingness to learn will outweigh the degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would go for it. What's the worst they can say? No, thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're not any worse
That's
off
true.
Than what you are now. So why not go for
Very
it?
Very true. Exactly. Exactly. I was just hoping maybe you guys gave me a little bit insight if you had anything. I understand that or not. And, Sue, I wanted to tell you, a gentleman I've been talking to for the last almost 3 weeks now, Anthony, I call him Tony, called in last week, and you guys talked to him, and it was a really good positive.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
That was a good positive. We both we're gonna meet the 22nd of February, and hopefully we'll make a go at this. He's just a really sweet, kind soul. So we'll see.
Absolutely.
But I'm definitely searching for my job, but I just wanted to know. I'm not kidding you. Today, I literally had to walk away, and I went in the bathroom just to try to get some of the frustration and stress off me, and can't do it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you had any feelings or anything else.
Yeah.
Or anything else you wanted to tell me? Any positive coming in?
Lynn, do you have anything, Diane?
I do. I think there's probably more coming, though, here. it says here, right, very strongly, pull back from what you're striving at. It's causing an energy loss, and you're spinning your wheels, and it feels like you're in overdrive when you don't want to be. And also, I think you're also getting a lot of that fight or flight reaction in your body when you're dealing at work. Do you know what I mean? It's a very, it's like an anxiety reaction.
Uh-huh. I am put on blood pressure medicine, because of this job in the last 6 months.
Yeah, and it feels like you're striving, and it's just basically, it's that phrase that, you're hammering at a door that won't open, and you got to pull back from that. However, on the other end of that, I get the song Pennies from Heaven.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. Is the name Helen significant for you?
My Aunt Helen many, many years ago passed when I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm. I think because there's no time where they're reaching us from, we have that time, I think we have time to keep everything from happening at once, but where they are, it's not the same. And that song, Pennies from Heaven, is coming through. So I wonder if you will get, sometimes we'll see coins dropped as a sign, a spiritual sign. Do you remember your aunt at all?
Yeah, I remember Aunt Helen. She had a great sense of humor, but she died too young.
Yeah, but she's still,
yeah.
I think she's still with you because she came through with that song, Pennies from Heaven. Had you ever considered going into home care?
You know what? I have pondered the thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes in for you. It doesn't feel like a ponderous kind of heavy job. It feels like you will lighten up, I guess is the phrase that's coming in, is lighten up. Do you mind traveling for your work, doing some traveling in your work? Because home care, I think, would be rather successful for you. You might even be running your own business or working for an outfit, but I'm getting like smiley faces. They're not as creepy as the people at your job now. I would consider it. Just consider it. Oh, well, that's...
I would love to work for a hospice.
That is the same kind of thing. So that's perfectly in line with what is coming through. But over that, like sort of like the heading from that is pennies from heaven brought through from Helen. And she...
So look,
okay, she's saying...
For Josh.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I would...
Up.
No, hon, it's perfectly all right. You should look, say, please continue.
So should I look for, like, are you talking like working in nursing homes or facilities where I go and I sit with people to help or?
Or, well, I would, if hospice speaks to you, then I would try that first. Going in, you go in and, like, for example, an elderly person who is vital enough to stay in their own home, but needs perhaps a little care, help with care, maybe reading to them, whatever kind of thing. But it just says home care is what came through under pennies from heaven. So I don't know. It just feels like that's what's going to bring in an income. But the idea it's coming from heaven, it isn't going to feel like such a drag for you to be at work. And that's huge. Yeah. So
it's what's feeling the drag, because I got a little confused when you said pull back in what I'm doing. I don't understand.
Oh, no.
I apologize.
What they meant was pull back from the striving is what they want you to pull back on. It's like you keep trying and trying and trying at this job to find some way to make it better, and it just, you're just, you know, I mean...
I
can scream twice at a rubber chicken and then to heck with it, right? You're not going to get results.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't, what they're just saying is not pulling back from working. They're saying pull back from the striving in this situation because it's giving you anxiety. It's draining your energy, basically.
That energy is.
And you make that energy available to you again by focusing on something you would really enjoy. I think you're really good with people. I'm getting patient.
I am.
Yeah. And you're getting a nice big heart around that. So I'm taking that. You take a little extra to your work with people. So I would look into that field. Yeah, leave it nice and wide. And what you do is you ask, I just say to I say angels, guides, and friends on the other side, please help me with whatever, and just ask that. Ask them for the help, and then let it go and see what happens. And I think you'll see the signs coming in, directing you to the right place you need to be. But I think what that little reading came through as is just like a guidepost, a little pointy sign that says go in that direction and see what comes up for you. I think when you find that you are on a better path, that it'd be like the road's going to rise up to meet you, and the synchronicities are going to be more and more, and you'll notice that like things are happening with an ease that didn't happen before. And I think despite what you're going through now, this is going to be a good year for you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good year too.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I agree. Because unfortunately I've been extremely stressed, like, after I hang up with you, I'll probably go upstairs and just cry some more, get it all out. But
that's the best thing to do. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Let out and release it. So basically, I'm going to say Aunt Helen. Now, is Penny from Heavens, is that a song?
Oh, yes. It is. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you didn't know that. It's a very cute little song. It'll be on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wrote down something else that came through from Helen is, you say she died too young, but she's saying that just the physical body died. You carry on.
Correct.
You carry on, so don't worry about that. She's, I'm not sure. I heard Sylvia Brown say that you're kind of like about 30, no matter, you just sort of, if you have to use like a physical comparison, which you can't really do, but, you know, mm-hmm. people are like just sort of, they're not young, they're not old, they're just, I don't know, what did you think of that, Sue, like that, about 30 or something?
Yeah, it's like 30 is normally like the prime of your life. You're in good health, good physical condition, good mental state. So when you cross over to the other side, you stay around that age where everything is okay. On the up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all good.
I want to say, I think she passed in her 30s, in her early 30s. I think she passed.
Oh, well, then that's a lovely little sign then, because she's saying the physical body died, right?
Right.
So
oh,
for her to show up right now isn't, yeah, just because she may have died years ago for us, that doesn't make a difference. She shows up. She shows up. I mean, she's with you. I really do. She's not worried about you. She doesn't want you to worry. It's going to be okay. You know, she's kind of a lovely energy just there for you. And I would just talk to her.
I will. Thank you, Ann Helen.
Don't do it at work.
Me.
They'll think you're even worse. Yeah.
I know, exactly. Exactly. No, I hear you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Sue, what did you have coming in?
Well, you know, it's funny when you said home health care. Before Diane started talking, I wrote down hospice, case manager, or social work. They have those positions. Go ahead, honey.
Okay. I'm so sorry, love. I've always wanted to be a social worker due to who I am, because people find it so easy to come through to me and talk. And I've been getting notifications like, hey, would you like $6,500? To go back to school, and I'm like, I never went. And it's like, there are so many misleading information out there that they're like, I got to notify that, oh, don't do anything on internet in regards to your bank account. And it's like, well, what the heck? Wait a minute, why is this coming up? You know? So I don't know what to trust. I don't know what's right. And I have been thinking of going back to school, but I was thinking more so massage therapy. I want to go to social work, but it's going to be a lot of years, and I'll be 53 in March. But hospice is something that I would love, because I know I could make their last days feel alive again. And to be a part of that would be so inspiring for me.
Well, with hospice,
but they
want
to
breathe. Case managers that do all the intake work. They'll go to the people's homes and visit with them.
Right.
And work directly with the social workers. And that could be something that you could get your foot in the door with, and maybe they would do some type of training or pay for more schooling.
Okay. I was given a number, and I called a year ago and still never heard anything from them. So I thought that was sort of the universe saying, nope, not going to happen. But here's the thing, and I feel very bad to say this, but the job that I work at right now, I only make $12 an hour. And hospice, I want to get into, it's only about volunteering. And I have thought if I can get to volunteer, because I don't have the degrees, then maybe I could, like you said, to get it, you know, maybe they'll do training of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But my next job, it's got to be a pay. I can't do without a pay. But
right.
You said social work, hospice, and what was the other thing?
Case manager.
Case manager. Okay.
And, you know, just because you didn't hear back from them a year ago, that doesn't necessarily mean no. It could have just been not now.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, so follow up on it and see. But definitely follow up on that job. Apply for that job that really piqued your interest too.
I am. It really piqued. Like, you know what? I'm gonna send a job. I'm gonna, because I was like, oh man, it wants degrees. I don't have it. And then I thought no. And then I heard no. You send it in and you sell yourself. You're like, I'm gonna do this.
Absolutely.
I looked at it and I couldn't find where it would state to the fact of where it was located. Because I'm like, well, I can't really get a job in Illinois. I live in Michigan, and my kids are here, you know, but I would travel. I'd love to travel. That's funny, Lynn, that you had said, would I be willing to travel? I really would like an inspiring job that I go and teach in some sort to different states.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that you would put that.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because I am a people person. So thank you, ladies, for calling my number.
Ooh,
yeah,
well,
hold on one sec, because I just drew a picture of a dragon for you. So I looked up the dragon, and I'll just leave you with this. It represents change, transformation, wisdom, metaphysical knowledge, beauty, majesty, inspiration, infinity, longevity, movement through space, supernatural,
wow,
protection. Yeah, I know. I'm almost, well, there's quite a list here, but protection from outside evil forces from all directions. There's your workplace. Elemental magic. I think the dragon is master of all four elements. Grounded energy. Leadership. That speaks to me for you. Fulfillment of potential. Yes. Greatly increased riches. There's your pennies from heaven. Luminous, indomitable spirit and strength. I'd say that definitely applies to you. Magical prowess, vitality, mastery, insight, divine illumination, personal happiness, and invisibility. That's pretty cool. That's it.
Wow.
But you can look the dragon totem up, because the dragon, I just sat here and drew a dragon, and that comes in pretty clearly. So dragon is helping you right now. Yeah, a lot of good aspects.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Very good to hear. Thank you, lady.
Yeah.
And
you're
still,
very
I'll keep you posted because we've talked about relationships, and I'll keep you posted on Anthony, who called me last
week. Absolutely. Please
oh,
do.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, lady.
Nice. You're very
well.
Thank
you for ending my night in a better note.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And when they mess with
Jesus
you at work,
cleansing.
Again.
When they mess with me at work, what?
Call on your dragon. Picture your dragon. They're defending you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can breathe some fire on them if you want to.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice,
I like that idea.
Yeah. Nice big.
There you go.
Again.
Well, that's it. We do. Because one of the girls called me after work, and she goes, are you okay? I go, I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired of this. I said, we do 5 people's job for one person, and it's still not enough. I said, we don't have the help. I said, and it's just, I've been there for just shy of 4 years and still have not gotten the raise. And when I talk about it, oh, we'll get to it. And it doesn't happen.
Bah.
And let me tell you, $12 for doing what I do is nothing. You know?
Yeah, time to save.
So, yeah. So
yeah,
I'm
not worthy
of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now I'm going to call on my dragon. I'm going to picture him, and I'm going to go look up my dragon totem, and I'm going to look for jobs in the home care. And I'm going to apply for that one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love helping people. So, ladies, you
wonderful.
Have a beautiful night. Yeah.
Thank
you.
You
too, Diane.
Thank you. Love and light to you all, and thank you for
and
all
love
you.
Love and light, Diane.
Bye. Okay. My computer's moving a little slow. We have another caller. Area code 954. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, awesome. Lucy.
Well, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
How are you?
I'm very good. Unlike the first caller just previous, I really love what I do. I just wanted to know if you see an elevation in my career.
Elevation?
Sorry, my throat is bothering me.
Let's see.
Okay.
I'm drawing a very, very gentle rise, like a curve that is not a steep curve, but one that rises consistently and steadily. I wrote down the word sweet for you, Lucy? What does, are you a very sweet person?
I like sweets. I don't know, but people are drawn to me, I guess. They tell me that.
Yeah. I think there's something very sweet about your nature. But I don't see a very steep rise, but I do see a gentle one, and nonetheless it is a rise, but it's sort of more slow and consistent over time. Excuse me. Over time. So yes, there's a rise, but it isn't like sort of exactly at the speed of light. Is that, are you expecting a promotion or something at work?
I don't want to say what I do because then that would probably give it away. I just wanted to see if you saw that there was an elevation in what I do because I create.
Yeah, just like a rolling hill. Are you self-employed?
Yes.
Okay, what's coming in? Sorry, Sue, I just jumped in here.
No, that's fine, hon. That's fine.
Okay. It's like there's a circle. I'm drawing a circle here. And
Okay,
and there's arrows coming out. Okay, I wish I could show you, but there's all these arrows pointing outward. I think there's a few more sources that you need to tap to make it, it's like to complete the circle. Are you using all the advertising venues that you could? Is there more you could do for your, to get the,
I'm
to
sure
get the
there's
word out?
A lot more. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I
okay.
do. Yes, probably, yes.
Okay. Yeah, also they're suggesting here that you just look for some other ways, and it's not marketing as in, you know, pushing. I'm getting that what you do isn't something you want to push in people's faces. You'd rather draw people to you and they come back because
exactly
what you do is extremely good and they can't get it anywhere else. So you're one, it's unique. You have a unique offering. So
yes.
They're saying to complete the circle of this thing, it's like a wheel. So you want all the different spokes in place to keep the wheel supported. And these spokes are different ways, but they're not the usual way one would advertise, okay? So you're going
so
to have
to find...
So they're
alternative venues.
Alternative
yes.
venues, exactly, well put. So, but that is what's going to bring in that rise for you. I wouldn't be so concerned that it isn't a steep and sudden rise because I think slow and steady here is your best kind of growth.
Do you see me
like,
traveling with the work?
I'm kind of getting an image of you at like symposiums or like market, like it's sort of like when people want to show like a boat show, say if you make boats or whatever, you go to a show and everybody that does that is at the same thing.
Right.
It's like a like an event, okay, that gets put together
yes.
for people who are also doing this same thing, but they're I get that it's a rare, it's not something usual that you're doing. So you're going
right.
to meet all these other rare souls that gather. Yes, so I think travel is going to figure into it for these sort of events. It's almost like a, there's learning. So there's like two, what are they called? Lectures and whatnot, but there's also the opportunity to sell your work too. To sell
awesome.
What you do.
That was to sell.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, God, awesome.
Yeah.
Do you see the images or can you see what I do? I want to say, too, you're very good. You know, I've been around a lot of people that do readings and you are very good. Both
well,
of you, I mean,
thank
but
you kindly.
The one I'm talking to is very, you're very good.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to see if you saw the images that I sell.
I'm going to be honest, that's not coming in, but the feeling of it's not like a common thing. It's not something you can go do at Walmart or it's not a common It just feels like rare. Is the word rare comes in, like you don't find this everywhere. They've got to come to you, basically, for this visual and travel. But the wheel is very important to keep everything rolling nice, and so make sure you find those alternative venues. Yeah, I like that event thing.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd be just guessing if I guessed, and that
okay.
kind of gets into a weird area for me. But
right.
But the word sweet
awesome.
Came in right immediately for you, Lucy, and so I'm just going to leave you
nice.
With
okay.
that. Maybe they're just saying you're sweet or whatever. So, but maybe Sue very
oh.
often gets that stuff I don't. So
awesome.
You go right ahead, Sue.
Thank you.
Hi, Lucy. I drew
hi,
right
Sue.
Away a picture of a tree with lots of
wow.
branches coming out of it.
Awesome.
So I think what I'm taking it to mean is, like Lynn was saying, you need to branch out more. You need to find
mm-hmm.
more avenues to advertise. And when she was talking about the lectures, I had written down expos.
Yes.
That's the word. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. I do art. So.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I keep seeing, like, glittering. Like, you know how gemstones glitter? The light dances. I keep picking up so much light dancing around you.
Oh, my God. That's what my name means, light.
Yes.
It's just, like, millions of gemstones just glistening all around you.
Well, maybe finally it's my time.
Oh, I honestly,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you branch out more and you start checking into these expos where you can sell your product, but then also give a class, a lecture on
mm-hmm.
how you do it and why you do it, or anything related to your field, you're really going to expand. You are going to branch out. And it's like Lynn said, slow and steady uphill. It's not going to be like climbing a ladder where I'm at the top. It's going to be a gradual, slow, steady increase once you branch
it
out.
It has been. Yep, you're absolutely right. I've been doing it for so long, you know, and it's very slow and very steady, you know. I guess
mm-hmm.
as an artist, you want it to speed up faster, right? But I've been lucky so far, so thank you, you know. But
yeah,
I guess it's
absolutely.
Just slow and
yeah.
steady. But that's awesome. And you see it successful,
yeah.
then you saw glittering, right?
Mm-hmm. I think
yeah.
so, yeah.
If
and
you branch
get,
in areas, it's going to be
yeah.
very successful.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so then that's probably where the traveling comes in, right?
Probably,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay, that sounds good
but
to
it,
me. Thanks.
Again,
yes?
Lucy, too, I just wanted to say, I just get the phrase
yes.
quality over quantity, right? So
yes.
you're putting out something that is solid, okay? You may not produce a lot over a year, but you're doing quality, and it's going to stand for you. Like that will be what holds it together and goes into that rise. It will carry you there, though. You know,
awesome.
You are going to get
that. That sounds wonderful to me. Thank you,
yeah.
you to the both of you. I appreciate
well,
it.
You're
very
welcome,
welcome
yeah.
Lucy.
Okay,
have
a great
night.
Night.
Thank you,
okay,
and
you
call us back and let
thank
us know
you,
how it.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Nice.
Very nice. Well, that was our last caller.
That's okay. I'm feeling a little drained from that from tonight, so I think we can. What we have to do now is remember the names of all the other shows that we've added to the network and rhyme them off.
Hey.
So I know tomorrow night's you.
And Sundays, Love and Amazing Grace, at 1 o'clock Eastern with Barbara Grace Reynolds and DC Love. Mondays at 7 Eastern is Healing and Messages from Beyond with DC Love, Lynn Bleasdale, and myself, Sue Fields Del Amante. On Tuesdays, let's see.
Carrie
Ann, and her show is called Wake Up with Carrie Ann and the Spirit Guardians. And she's at 11 a.m. Wednesday is Divine Connections at 8 Eastern with Lynn Bleasdale, Jody Higgins, and Sue Fields Del Amante. Thursday at 8 Eastern is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna, Denise Marstand, Ramon, Michael Christopher, and Dennis Miranda. Friday with Heather Filona and Tina Godin at 8 Eastern is Be Here Now. And then Saturdays, I don't have the time or the name, is DC Love and Brenda Pierce.
There you go, right. It's on the Sacred Embers, in the archive. It's in the, if you go to blogtalk.com/sacredembers, all that information, upcoming shows and archived shows are in there. Oh, and I was going to say too, Sue, that we have Natasha Scott is going to be our guest once a month on Divine Connections. She'll be appearing, and she does the angel card readings, and she's just a lovely intuitive, so we really enjoy having her.
Yeah, and she's an amazing healer. Amazing healer.
Right, she's been working on you, hasn't she, Sue?
Yes, she has. She's been doing a lot of work on me lately, and it's really helped.
Wow. Yeah, remote healers are absolutely amazing at what they do. It's quite something. So, what else do we have to talk about? We still have Sue's fundraiser up. If you're able to go to the Sacred Embers Network, if there's any way you can help out, and if you can't, even sharing the link would be most appreciated. I don't know, Sue, what else have we got to mention? I think that's pretty much it, eh?
I think that covers
it. Except for your Ray, yeah, except for your Ray popping in. He did.
Yeah, strange. He
set the light off. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he's just drawn to your energy or something.
That's possible.
He's like high school. He wants me to pass notes to you, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. No, he didn't. It's funny because he didn't feel connected to Lewis. Was it Lewis that he came bumping into?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And it didn't feel... Yeah, he jumped in on Lewis's reading, and I didn't feel connected to Lewis at all. It felt more connected to you, so that's okay.
Yep.
Just likes hanging with us, I guess. But there
I'll
you go.
And I whenever. Just don't mess with anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny. You get a lot of your family on the other side comes around when we're doing readings and stuff like that. It's funny. It's like they're trying to, like, take the opportunity to hop on the bandwagon or something.
Absolutely.
But you have a very strong family connection. Yeah, they do come through.
So many that came through Monday.
Yeah, they sure did, didn't they? And that was really a good validation. But maybe they're just they see what you're struggling with, Sue, and they're just, I guess, trying to form an energy circle around you.
Yep.
You know?
Just support. Yes.
Yeah. They all feel like good energies, so there's nothing icky or, you know. So what shall we do? We should pick some music and go out on a gentle note. Should we put on Louis again?
Sure.
Thank you so much to all the callers. It was so nice of you to call in, and we'll be back next week at the same time.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for calling, and love and blessings to all of you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people.